Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war.
The law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, 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 family of Yah, Israel, friend, foe, whoever is joining us tonight. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Hopefully I'm coming over well. Saints of the Most High, Yah. This is Teacher Shane here this evening, filling in for Deacon. Deacon was not able to make his appointed blog talk, but I'm glad to fill in. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hope all is well. Doing a little adjustments here on this audio box. All right. Thank you. Thank you for the feedback. Pray all again. Pray all is well with the children of Yah. Hopefully somehow, some way, he was able to get a blessing, able to get some understanding from the Shabbat lesson. Oh, hallelujah. I was just checking somebody texted me real quick. But praise Yah and all that is gathered here tonight. Thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for staying in the fight. Fighting the good fight of faith. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, this evening, just for a little time, we're going to get into the word of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The food for our spirit. That eternal word. That Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to be in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2 this evening. Pray everyone has their word with them. If not, just jot down what we're going over this evening. Kind of an abridgment or an addendum to yesterday's message. It's one thing in our time and in our hour that we're in presently as the people of Yah. And as the Spirit of Yah has been really, really pushing us to get our mindset into and to understanding who we are in Him. And to know that, we got to understand who is He that is in us. This thing is mutual. This thing is magnificent. This thing is wonderful. This thing is glorious. Talk about this relationship. This covenant with the creator of all living. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us begin in Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 1. And you, child of Yah, hath he quickened. Quickened? What does that mean by quickened? He's made alive, made you aware. You've been born again, quickened. You've been given life, real life, true life. Because, howbeit, I don't know. It is written, saints. It is written. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And a lot of things when we understand the word of Yah, a lot of things are always sown in a natural body, but it is raised in a spiritual body. We understand about the natural body in this walk. We understand that there is a spiritual body. And again, it is written, first man Adam was made a living soul. This last Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth. The second man is the master from heaven. So the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. That quickening power of forgiveness, quickening power of repentance, when repentance is followed through and is made complete. Talking about true life again here, real life. There is only one life that was ordained from the beginning. And as I said, and as I taught yesterday, there was one that wanted to be like the Most High Yah. And as always, when you look upon the world scene, this present evil world, and we can see his version of life. And many have walked this way, as we're getting ready to hear. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Says, wherein in times past, ye walked according to the course, the pattern, the construct of this world. There was a way. There was a standard. There was even a precept. There was rudiments that we walked in time past after the manner of this world. We know this world is not going to remain. And understanding this world is not going to remain, shouldn't this understanding propel us not to have our roots in this world? See, coming out of her is a continual process. First that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. We have been quickened. We have been made alive, the sons, the children of Yah. One time we was dead. Dead. How? Because we were dead in trespasses and sins. We were separated from the life of Yah. We know in the Hasatan, there is no life. There is no light. Even though somehow, some way, he somehow can transform himself to an angel of light. But he cannot give light. He has no light. Even though he was born in the day, made in the day. He works in darkness. He works in covers of ignorance. So we was dead at one time in trespasses and sins, because we walked in times past according to the course of this world. According what? Accord. We was in tune. We was in harmony with the prince of the power of the air. The same spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. If that spirit is now working in the children of disobedience, this would end in time past when you walked according to the course of this world. You was also a child of disobedience. But now you hath he quickened. And that quickening should bring us into a place being called the children of obedience. Turn the page. Repent is the word that brought us into the quickening presence of the Most High Yah. And again in verse 3 it said, among whom also we all had our conversation. The way we talk, the way we walk, the way we dress, the way everything about our being. We had our lifestyle in times past in the lust. Everything was fashioned. Everything was gained. Everything was prospered after in the lust of our flesh. But you hath he quickened in the spirit. Now the desires should be changed. First man, Adam, was earthly. Second Adam, last Adam, made a quickening spirit. And if he be in you of a truth, then you are a child of Yah. You're not a child of disobedience. You're not serving the prince of the power of air. No, we're serving the prince of life. True life. Real life. When he proclaimed in himself and of himself and by himself, he was the truth, the way, and the life. Truth, Yeshua. Way, Yeshua. Life. What a beautiful construct. What a beautiful way of walking. Walk in truth, that you may have life. Who is truth? Thy word is truth. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with Yah. And the Word was Yah. And the Word became flesh. Let us behold him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we understand this. When he is in us, when the word is opened in us, when the word, the seed, is planted in us, and then it starts to grow. A lot of people have forfeited this wonderful, wonderful experience of agriculture in the spirit. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh. And what was these lusts doing? They were fulfilling the desires of it. And they were fulfilling desires of the mind, an unconverted mind, a disobedient mind, a mind that was tuned and in accordance with the prince of the power of the air. We heard his voice continually. And we had no qualms. We had no resistance. We had no doubt in following the prince of the power of the air. When the world that he was creating, and the world that he's continually thinking he's creating, because he wants to be like the Most High Yah. We were in times past. We were living his life. A life of rejection. A life of fear. A life of torment. Life of uncertainty. Life of unbalance. And we can go on and on and on describing that life. But I thank Yah for the power of the quickening spirit. We really need to embrace the new man, saints of the Most High Yah. I mean, the spirit of Yah is continually saying to the assembly has too much assimilation with this world. We are in a period called the dead season. And this dead season did kick off very violently. A lot of people were departing from the faith. They think they were disconnecting and separating themselves from the people of Yah. No, they were separating themselves from Yah himself. They went back out into a life of death. I don't know if they can make it back. As the years go on, there's no certainty that you can step back out into this world and have the grace to enter back into the bosom of Yah. Should they crucify the Son of Yah afresh, doubting His quickening power, doubting His quickening peace, doubting everything that He made alive in you, and now you want to go back and kill the very thing that the murderer steal, kill, and destroy? That word which you received? Should Christ be crucified again? Should Christ be crucified afresh? No. Among whom also, we all had our conversation in times past. Past. In the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of wrath. Called us the children of disobedience. And in our nature, because of the disobedience, we were the children of wrath even as others. But it says, but Yah, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, His children, because He gave us to one. He gave us to Yeshua HaMashiach. Behold, I and the children which Yah hath given me. And because I love these children, and I see their state, first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. Likewise, it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, to suffer as we suffer, to bring us back in union with the Father. Yes. Children of the Most High. We were once lost, and He found us. And we knew we were found when He quickened us, made our mind alive, made our mind aware of the Holy One of Israel. Shall we return to our vomit and to the mire after receiving that? But Yah, who is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us. As we know, our Elohim so loved the world, not this present evil world. Yah loved the world that He created in the beginning, the Alpha. Wants to bring it to the end, to the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. But Yahu is rich in mercy for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we, and there is only a certain we, even when we were dead. Notice that word, it keeps saying dead. Dead in trespasses and sins. Dead in sins. Even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. As He quickened Christ to raise from the dead, even so He has quickened us. It must needs be that Yeshua HaMashiach taste death for every man, be the first fruits to make the way for us, the children that Yah has given Him. And Yah loved us so much that the Son was manifested to express that love, to take on flesh and blood, take on him, the seed of Abraham. When you sit back and meditate on this very essence, this very fact, even in this act and this expression, if you meditate on it long enough, oh, it is such a blessing in the meditation. It'll bring you sorrow in certain points, and it'll bring you much joy. Just saying, you know, you keep your mind on the Most High Yah. Keep your mind on the Son. And the cares of this life, they don't seem to penetrate. There is no entrance of it. Perfect peace. Part of that quickening to those that have their mind on him. Many days I really have to put myself into that mind, especially when I'm at work, working out amongst the heathen. No matter what's going on, my mind still has to be on my Savior. My love for him must deepen and enrich day by day. You got to really sit and meditate and understand the richness of his mercy. Let that feed me. Let that nourish me. Yes, Brother Carey, the struggles are real. No matter what we're in, they're there. You always got to have the mindset, the quickened mindset. All things are together for the good of Yah's people. We always have to have a life mindset. This thing is not here to damn us. We're not appointed unto wrath. Everything that we're going through is appointing us unto salvation. We keep our mind on his love and start really absorbing that love more and more and more. Just think how much more love than can we be joint heirs with him. Because he first loved us, then we can take that same love and express it amongst ourselves. And then the whole body is built and fitly joined together and edified. This is a beautiful thing. The very thing while we were dead in our sins and our trespasses, when we were really looking for love, when we were really wanting life down in the deep recesses of our being, crying out down within us when we were in our degradation, in our trespasses, in our disobedience, in our wrath. We have departed from that. We now are children of obedience. We are the children of mercy. Oh, Sister Carey. Okay. Bless you. Bless you. I know of other carries in this ministry, a lot of people. But blessings, blessings, blessings to you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yah knows to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, because he is rich in mercy. Because he is rich in mercy, we have that ability in ourselves, that quickening power to be rich in mercy, to be rich in patience, to be rich in long-suffering. That quickening does that. That quickening brings it about our being because he's living in us. We are his house. We are his temple. Heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. What house will you build him when he walks and talks in you daily? We've got to talk with and walk with him daily to get nourished, to get strengthened. Without him, no matter what we do, without him, we can do nothing. Because even when we were dead in our sins, his love was still commended toward us. He was on that tree expressing that love. Expressing that love to the point that you would be on that tree with him, suffering as he's suffering. Why? Because he wants that suffering to show you the depths of love. Yah is love. Why? Why? Why, Yeshua? You're on that tree because I loved you. I wanted to make a way for you. I wanted to quicken you. But I must first be quickened. If I not be quickened, then how can I quicken my brethren? How can I quicken the children that Yah hath given me if I don't be a partaker first? And he endured the suffering. He endured the shame. He endured the tree because the joy that was set before him of setting his children free from the fear of bondage, of death. Because even in this walk, when you really look at death now, we have passed from death to life. And we rejoice in life. And we continue in life because we have the true life living in us. So even when we're dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ by grace, his grace, you're saved. And he says, has raised us up together. And we'll rise up. We'll rise up no matter what trial, what tribulation, what we're going through. We are a people that will rise. And this time, this hour, we will rise. It is appointed. It is written that the people of Yah will rise. The meek shall inherit the earth. We are going to have the righteous rule. Because we're the children of obedience. We're the children of grace. We're the children of long-suffering. We're the children of gentleness. Because we have been quickened to do so. We have the ability and the power to express our Savior. Now, we are the body of Christ. And how is this existence going to know about a Savior through us now, through us now? Raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. And Christ is why everything should be, and we have the mindset, everything is under our feet. We've got to take back the dominion that was given in the beginning. We're under the rule of the second Adam, not the first Adam when he gave dominion over to the God of this world. No, now we have the dominion. Because the one that liveth in us has taken the keys of hell and death. So what the grave have for us? Yeah, we might depart naturally. But we're still continuing on. Death will have no more hold on us. Because why? Because our Savior rose up and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that's not of ourselves, and hallelujah, it's all of Yah. It is a gift of Yah. We have a gift. Only the people of Yah, the Hebrews, have a gift. the children that have been given to him. And we have done nothing, nothing of ourselves. It's not of works. Because if we somehow, some way think that we have had some measure in it, it would give us a reason to boast. But it's not of our works. But it's beautiful. Because him being the author and the finisher of our faith, the Alpha and the Omega, him being revealed in this last time, the revelation of Jesus Christ is continually upon this world. For we are his workmanship, created. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which Yah hath before ordained that we should walk in them. What good works? Because we've been quickened. We've been quickened. Again, wherefore remember that ye being in times past, you being in times past, you are Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision, but that is which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, first that which is natural and that which is spiritual. Because at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. And we were without Yah in that world, in this world. But now, it's always now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The just shall live by his faith. It's his life working in us. We're joint heirs with him. And if we're going to reign, we will suffer. But that suffering is just to get us closer to home. The more we suffer, the more we love him. The more we hate this world. The more we hate sin. The more we hate iniquity. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh, near, by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, because we've entered into that grace. What grace are you talking about, teacher? Peace with Yah. For he is our peace, who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Having abolished in his flesh, Yeshua did this, the hatred, the enmity. Even the law of commandments contained in ordinances. The thing that man thought that he could, by his own works, by his own feelings, by his own volition, could write down and hold men in bondage to that very thing. But he abolished that. No longer a stony heart, but a heart of flesh now. No longer is the law of love written on two tables of stone. Now it's written on our hearts. We've quickened, 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 quickened to the point of taking all that stone out of the way. For to make in himself of twain one new man. Old things have passed away. Saint, behold, all things have become new. Let us embrace the new. To hell with the old. The old has a voice. Tell it, like I said, to shut the hell up. I am not a child of disobedience. I am not a child of wrath. I have been given mercy. And I've received mercy, therefore I give mercy. Why? Because it was first given me. And because I receive it, now I can give it. I go to the one that had the first fruits, and I can eat from that tree and be nourished. And then my fruit can be strong. My fruit can be wholesome so that others can eat and be nourished from it. For to make in himself of twain one new man, and that was this grace that he created, making peace between us and Yah, and that he might reconcile both unto Yah in one body by, it says, by the cross, by the tree, having slain the hatred thereby, and came and preached peace to you. Remember that time? He preached peace to us, to a point that peace quickened us to fall on our face, to fall on our knees, to fall down prostrate before him, knowing him within ourselves, that quickening power, knowing that we had we had offended the Holy One. We had transgressed the Holy One. We were enemies to the Holy One. Well, you child, you're not an enemy no more. And quit looking yourself as an enemy. Quit telling yourself that you're an enemy. Quit fighting yourself. Too many times we are fighting ourselves with our own deductions, with our own feelings. Why not look upon him who loved us and let that love show you and give you vision as he sees you? Quit you being like men. Carnal mind will not give no life. That's enmity against Yah. That carnal mind can never be quickened. So he came and preached peace to us when we were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Because that through him, we both have access by one Spirit now unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, no more pagans, wizards, witches, whatever, warlocks, whatever your former estate was, your former lot, reckoned that old man up on the tree. Reckon that man buried. First that which is natural, and that which is spiritual. Am I been sown one way? But it's raised another. Because who's raising it? Who's rising up? Yeshua HaMashiach, the one that was quickened first, because he loved us to quicken us. There now that you're quickened, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yah, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Messiah himself, being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fit framely together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Master, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of Yah through the Spirit. Real life. Real life. When you were looking for love in times past in all the wrong places. Now that you find love. Now that you found love and love has expressed himself to you. Hate the garment spotted by the flesh. Hate envy and jealousy and bitterness and all the such things that worketh death, that come from living in death. We are children of the light, children of the day. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in that world. Even you, when you were in the world, now you that has been quickened is greater, greater, greater than your former estate. Cling, cleave to the quickening spirit. Cleave to the new man. Cleave to the one that gave life. The one that gave entrance to this new man. You are a new creature. New creatures have new features. Have been, as they say, born again. All things have become new. Quit worrying about the old. It's passed away. The past is in the past. It's behind you. You must keep your hand on that plow and hold on, because when you plow, it's always a forward motion. While you're sitting there holding that plow, there's one holding that plow and telling you how to hold that plow. And you might be pulling that plow, but there's one with you also that pulled the plow first. That you could enter into his labors, enter into his rest. And on the seventh day he rested. And he's given us the quickening ability of the Sabbath. All things that pertain to life, all things that bear fruit. We have the true life, saints of the Most High. We have the real life. Don't despise it. Don't turn away from it. Live it. Live it. Live it. Live it. Oh, hallelujah. We conclude this little but immense, enormous time in the Word of Yah. We heard the Word. We heard what the Word is expressing toward us. His thoughts are always to go, thoughts of peace towards us. Get rid of your thoughts. Always take on his life, his ways, his purpose. It is written, the Word became flesh. We are a living people. We're no longer dead. No longer consider yourself dead. Start seeing yourself as he sees you. He saw something in you, which was him, that he loves so much, that he cherishes so much, that he suffered everything so that you would live as he lived. Let us continue in life, saints of the Most High Yah. Let us be victorious. We have overcome. We are victorious. Hallelujah. 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 We have a living mind. Our mind is no longer dead. We have a quickened mind. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Bless you all, saints, in the beautiful presence and love of our Elohim, our Master and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, as he is coming, and we await him. Come, Master. Come.